Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's Success Circle Q&A call. It is the fourth Tuesday of every month at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and I want to welcome everyone, all the new Success Circle members as well. If this is your first Q&A call, what is this all about? Well, the Q&A calls are to ask your questions about anything as you implement the Entrepreneurial Edge implementation program, as you have any questions about how to market your business, any systems that can be created, anything that we've talked about in previous Success Circle Business Accelerator calls. And of course, those calls happen the second Tuesday of each month. So if you have any questions, you can feel free to email info@accelerateassociates.com. And we'll get your questions in the queue. And I think everybody's coming back from vacation because we didn't get a whole lot of questions today. But the ones that we got are very interesting, and I will look to answer those. So thank you very much if you did submit your question. So thank you very much for submitting it. I just want to remind people of some upcoming events. On the 31st, we have the virtual event, a webinar, Amazingly Simple Tips to Wake Up Profitable. To register for that, you can go right on my website at accelerateassociates.com under events and register for that, and feel free to tell other people. I'm going to go through some very simple tips, and again, sometimes it's not about recreating the wheel, but repurposing what you already have or closing some gaps up in your systems. So we're going to discuss that more on the webinar. On February 12th, which is the next Business Accelerator call, we're going to have Creating Passive Income is Easier Than You Think. Now, a lot of people think passive income is so difficult to create, but it actually can be a lot easier than you might realize, and how things that you're doing now can be made into different, can be made into passive income for you. So you want to make sure that you attend that teleseminar. Again, that's just for Success Circle members only. By the way, the webinar that I mentioned earlier, that's happening on the 31st of January, that's open to anybody. So anybody can register for that. The one, next month on the 12th is going to be for Success Circle members only. And in March, I'm having a special guest, social media expert and co-creator of the Social Buzz Club, is Laura Rubenstein, is going to be presenting Pinterest for Business. So if some of you have been wondering, is Pinterest for me? Can I get my ideal clients on there? Are they hanging out there? How can I use Pinterest for my business? You're going to find out, and some really great tips too, by the way, some really great tips that are going to she's going to share with you in March. And I think that was it for the And also want to mention a live event for those of you that are going to be in Michigan or are in Michigan. I want to mention on February 28th, I'm participating along with seven other speakers in the Ultimate Success Summit. And there's various speakers I'm going to be presenting, Seal the Deal, 98% of the time. And there's going to be other speakers there that are also going to be sharing their expertise in such areas as, cash flow formulas, payroll processing, how you can save money if you have employees, intellectual property. So if you have any questions about whether something should be trademarked or not, there's going to be a speaker on that. So I encourage you to register because I'm one of the sponsors, along with the Michigan Business and Professional Association, and hosted by Davenport University. The registration is through my website, so you can just go to accelerateassociates.com under events, and you can register for that there. All right, well, let's get started with some of the questions. I also want to mention that remember that the questions are going to be in the audio library of the Success Circle, so you can just tap into there anytime and listen to the past Q&A sessions. Going forward, however, we are going to change the Success Circle up a bit and include Influencers Exchange. Now, what is the Influencers Exchange? It's going to be facilitated networking at its best. And you can tap into those calls. They're interactive. And it's going to have a tip on your referral systems. How can you really create a robust referral system? So there's going to be a tip each week on creating that and then practicing what you're learning by creating an ask for what you want to attract into your business. And I'll show you through that process how to create an ask and a powerful ask that grows your influence, your impact through the group. So what's wonderful about the Influencers Exchange is that you'll be able to network with people all around the world. And some of you may say, well, wait a minute, my business is only geographically located near me. Well, it doesn't matter if you're in a small town or if you have a global reach. What's really neat is you never know who's connected to whom and can open some doors for you. So this is all about growing your impact, your influence, and your income. So I'm really excited about that and growing that. So stay tuned for more information on that. The official launch is going to be at the Wake Up Profitable Intensive as well. All right, well, let's get started here. Let's see. Robert writes in, and he said, right now my biggest struggle is writing my story. Do you have any tips for how to do that? That's a great question, Robert. Whether you're an author, a speaker, a coach who speaks, or a consultant who speaks, whether you're somebody who's going to be, whether you're a trainer and you're going to be training, or maybe you're a consultant that, just works one-on-one with people. Whatever you're, or maybe a hypnotherapist, having a story, your own personal story of why you're in business, doing what you're doing, will help on several levels. Why do you do something like that? Well, as you're speaking, if you're speaking to a live crowd, one of the really powerful things is connecting with your audience. One of the interviews recently, she asked me, well, Lisa, how did you get started? So I shared my Tiger Iron story. Now, for most of you who've known me for a while, you're probably sick and tired of hearing that Tiger Iron story, just as much as I am sometimes in saying it. But what's really interesting about the Tiger Iron story is that a lot of people can identify with it. Even though they can't identify with a tire iron going through their windshield, what they are identifying with is the fact that there was a very sudden change. And that change shifted my direction. And so you might be saying, well, wait a minute, Lisa, I don't have a tire iron going through my windshield. It doesn't have to be that. It could be how someone else in your life influenced you in some way and had a significant impact in doing what you're doing today. It could be a strong emotional event that you had. Maybe it was an injury or an illness that you went through. Now, you don't want to focus on the injury or illness necessarily in your story, but you do want to say the profound impact that it had on you or those insights that you learned by going through that experience. And if it is related to what you're doing today, which is optimal, you're going to connect with your audience because it's a great segue into saying, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. And the segue into my tire iron story is, I was questioning whether starting a business and writing a book was the right decision. And so, Tigerion went through, and then I just decided to create, it was kind of the catalyst in creating a systems approach and using my natural talents and aligning it and teaching that to other entrepreneurs because I just didn't want anybody to struggle like I struggle. Well, that's my story. That's my truth. So you have to develop a story that has happened to you or truth that has happened to you, and there's a lot of applicability. You do want to stay focused. So number one, to identify a really good story, it's going to be a story that connects with your audience and it connects with your ideal clients, number one. Number two, you really want to stay on point and stay focused in your story. You can also use it on your website for people that do land on your website to help identify with you. Number three, you want to find ways to integrate your story. Again, your website is one. On your teleseminars, maybe on your webinars, on your live speaking events. All right? That's one of the first things. What's nice about it, too, is when you develop your story and people really get enrolled in it, they remember you by it. And you engage them in that story. They connect with you. And when you find ways to integrate maybe a learning or something in that, it helps to ground you as a speaker as well. So no matter how you changed your speaking engagement or what you did differently, when you start off, especially when you're just getting started, you get nervous in front of people, that story is going to ground you because you're going to tell it over and over. And you're going to say, yeah, and you're going to create that momentum. You say, oh, okay, I know this. I know my story. I know how to segue. And it won't seem so scary. So find ways to integrate your story. If somebody asks you, well, how did you get started in doing what you're doing, you have it. And when I had a radio show recently and I was interviewed, afterwards, the host said, Lisa, stay on the line. I just want to thank you. And she said, you told your story. I was on the edge of my seat. But in, what, 3 minutes that it took to tell your story, you engaged my audience. You developed that trust. So that's what your story can do for you, is help develop that trust and rapport with your audience. No matter if you're, on a radio show, if you're on a radio show and it's only 10 minutes, you may want to shorten that, but, have a shorter version because they don't want to hear your life story. But just a few minutes to help people connect who you are. And then finally, you want to make your story part of a larger picture. Why you're maybe doing what you're doing, and why that's important to you. So if, Robert, you're having a problem with your story, remember, we can also discuss it during your laser coaching calls and hash that out. So thank you so much for sending in your question. But those are some really good tips, four tips for you to think about how to craft your story, how to make it part of your bigger picture, how to integrate it and really stay focused and on point with it. So thank you so much, Robert. Let's see. The second question here is Latarsha is having difficulty because you want to know how to get out of the starting block. And I know, Latarsha, you're just starting out. So, and there's lots to do. There's lots to do. One of the key mistakes that I see a lot of business owners make is spending a whole lot of time on their website. And they spend a lot of time on their website, and then they wonder where the whole day is gone. And before they know it, they haven't spent any time on any revenue-generating activities. So, initially, the idea is to generate income. So, oftentimes, you just want to sit down and take stock. Take stock of what those things are that you need to do and start making a list and prioritizing that list on what's important. because it can be overwhelming when you first get started. Oh, I have to, file my articles of incorporation. I have to get a website up and running. But, a lot of people can get business even without a website. Because if you try to put up a website too soon, and if you're not really clear on your messaging, if you're not really clear on your lineup of products and services, then having a website is not going to, you're going to have a website, it's just not going to work for you. It's not going to pre-qualify your prospects. So there's a lot of foundational things that need to come out of the gate too. So I recommend to people first, work through the Entrepreneurial Edge system. And if for many of you, to accelerate those results, you might have to pop in, and work through the whole program in 3 days so that you can really start absorbing quickly and implementing quickly the things that we discuss. But start off with creating your plan, your business blueprint. This is magical. This is where the magic happens. So as you're working through that entire program, start listing out what are those major priorities, what are those things that you need to accomplish, and then start working through that. You also want to, in the interim or in there, identify those revenue-generating activities. And how can you get those revenue-generating activities up and running? And again, you can do that without a website. Some people think that, if I do a teleseminar, I can, do a paid teleseminar, give them lots of really great information. Absolutely. And then they get stuck because they have no way to process the information online. Well, there are. And if it's in the back of your resources binder, how you could process credit cards over the internet, even without a website. So there are ways, but you want to keep it super simple. Remember that, KISS, keep it super simple. The other key piece when you're starting your business and first getting started, you also want to grow your network each day, online and offline. So remember who you're trying to reach. Don't go to any type of networking. What you want to do is you want to be able to network in places where your ideal client is, or your preferred client, rather. So that's not everywhere. So make sure you're identifying specific networking places where your ideal clients are going to hang out. Be crystal clear first on what your product and services offerings are. Even if it's as simple as you're a consultant, you're just getting started, and this is your area of expertise. Maybe you do copywriting, I don't know. But then you just say, I have a copywriting company I just started. Great. And focus on one service. You'd be amazed at what focus can do. And remember that everyone you meet, connect with them online. So if you meet somebody in person, look them up on LinkedIn, Facebook, wherever. Okay? And grow your network. So start with that list, make that list, work through the list, make it achievable. Make it achievable. There's nothing worse than having, three pages of things to do and you get overwhelmed. Don't get overwhelmed. Work through one. Go on to the next. You'll make progress if you do this each day. All right. Great question. Thank you, Latarsha. Appreciate it. Stan writes in, is having difficulty reaching his market. And Stan, I know we had a conversation earlier about some of the online things. Right now there's not a whole lot of online activities or marketing that you're doing. So what I would recommend is, Stan, to reach your market is make sure you identify where your ideal market is hanging out, what are they reading, especially the kinds of blogs they're reading. Also look for how you the keyword search, and why that's important is people are putting in a search engine, so you want them to find you. And I know you work with HR professionals, and you want them to find you when they're looking for employee satisfaction surveys, so you want to put them in when they put in a keyword search looking for that, you want to come up. Your website wants to come up. Well, it's not only your website. Maybe you do an article that uses those same keywords in your article, and then you post that on one of the article directories. And so that way they see an article, it gives you a level of credibility as the CEO of your organization, and they will find you. You know, maybe it's you also post it on your LinkedIn. So these are all ways to connect your online strategies too. So number one, consider some article marketing. Number two, make sure you take a look at search engine optimization. And number three, connect it with your social media and get the article out there on social media and through those article directories. So that'll get you started, Stan, in reaching your market. And let's see, the other question we have is, how do I sell myself to those people who want my services and finding those people? How do I sell myself to those people who want my services and find those people who want my services? Okay, Kathy, thank you for submitting your question. Great. Let's modify that question, though. And how I want to modify that is, instead of having you think you need to sell your services, how about reversing the sales process? How about having them find you rather than you chasing them? And it's a much better place to be in. And some of the strategies that I mentioned in answering Stan's question would apply to you too, Kathy. Is, where are your ideal clients hanging out? And when you do meet them, how can you have them choose you? And maybe that's by creating a first step and an ebook, perhaps. And that ebook will address maybe the first question that they might have in the process. So let's say you're and this can apply to anybody, a consultant. So a consultant might have a very specific process. And the first process is an assessment. Okay, opt in to get this assessment. Now when they opt in, you have their name and email address, and then you can consistently market to them. Now they're opting in, they're choosing to do business with you. Now don't say buy my stuff, give them value, give them consistent value. And that's where having a 12-month marketing plan is so critical. How are you going to provide continuous value? And when they do come to meet with you, think about what your process is. What is your intake process? What's the first thing, the second thing? And then what are the selection of services that you want to have available to them? And so you might have multiple packages that you have available for them to work with you. So using let's say you just start a business and you're a copywriter, and that copywriter, maybe you have, three different packages. Maybe one is develop it from scratch. Number two is, editing it. Number three is, whatever. And then based on the amount of involvement it is based on the consultation that's required of your time, you can adjust what type of package and the cost or the investment that they would make. And so, excuse me, all of those things would factor into the different packages. So it's really shifting the mindset, and it's not about you selling your services, rather reversing that sales process and have them opt in so they're choosing to do business with you. And let me tell you, it's a whole different place to be in when you're attracting people into your business. Okay, because it's not about pushing and convincing and persuading. It's more when you're into attracting clients into your business, it is more about educating. And creating or cultivating a relationship with them. Finding out what the best solution is for them. Okay, so it becomes a very different conversation that you're having with them. Okay. So just some tips as you work through the implementation program, Kathy. I hope that's very helpful to you. And remember, if you joined us late, remember, this is a Q&A call where I answer any questions that you have, so feel free to email info@accelerateassociates.com. Now, there are a number of times where we get the very similar questions over and over as people get started in the program. So we are going to be putting all the Q&As into a library, which we already have in the audio library, but in the future you're going to see, so you can look at the question and then hear the audio. And then what we're going to do is, on an ad hoc basis, add to the audio as people have more questions and then direct them to the audio library. This is to make way for the Influencers Exchange, which is going to be a lot more interactive. And, of course, focused on referral marketing, which many of you have said is the backbone of your business. So that's the reason we decided to switch up the Success Circle and add that component, because many of you have said that that is going to be that's just going to be a better service for your business and helping grow your influence, your impact, and your income. So that's why we decided to do that. And then a lot of times people were asking questions in the laser coaching call and getting them answered anyway. So we appreciate your feedback, and that's what this is all about, is being able to deliver services that help you to grow your business with less effort and, of course, on purpose. Well, those were all the questions that we had for today. I think everybody took yesterday off for Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, and you're just getting started back up today. So thank you all for attending for today. That wraps it up, but in case you, I know some of you came in late, so just to repeat that we have a virtual webinar happening on the 31st, Amazingly Simple Tips to Wake Up Profitable, new content, new tips. We also have the Business Accelerator call that's happening on February 12th, Creating Passive Income is Easier Than You Think. And, of course, the March one is on Pinterest for Business with social media marketing expert Laura Rubenstein. Also, don't forget the Ultimate Success Summit that's happening February 28th for those of you that are here in Michigan. So you're welcome to come to the live event. I will be presenting Seal the Deal 98% of the time. So those were just a snapshot of what I announced it earlier on the call. So again, thank you all for coming today. I think that concludes it. It's going to be a short Q&A today. Again, remember, if you have any questions, submit them to info@accelerateassociates.com. Thanks so much, and until next time, create a great life. Bye now.